The following program is rated MC9. Some material may be too spooky for children under 9. We suggest listening together as a family.
You're listening to Mr. Cemetery's Terror Tales.
Welcome back, my scary little hooligans. Yes, it's me, Mr. Cemetery, once again with tonight's terror tale. Tonight's story is a scary urban legend about a ghost of a woman whose legs were cut off in a fatal car accident. And I call this one Click Clack. So sit back and enjoy this one, kiddos.
Mother took her son and daughter shopping at a local mall. And on their way home, they had to drive across the railroad tracks. While they were crossing the railroad tracks, the car got stuck and suddenly they saw a train coming in the distance. The mother started freaking out and was still struggling to get off the tracks when the train fell straight into her car. Through the wreckage and found the dead bodies of two children. They also came across the severed leg of an adult woman, but the mother's top half was never found. Shortly afterwards, a series of horrible murders occurred in the small town. All of the victims were children. In the schoolyards, rumors began to spread among the kids about a monster they called Click Clack. They said it was the ghost of a woman who had no legs. According to the story, she had really long fingernails and used them to drag herself around. Her name came from the click-clack sound of her nails made as she was chasing you. The children warned each other to stay indoors after dark. According to the legend, Click-Clack would stalk the streets after 6 p.m. looking for children to kill. When she caught them, she would tear them in half. Soon, every child in town knew the legend of Click-Clack and made sure to lock all the windows and doors in their houses that in the evening. One day, a girl was playing in the backyard when her mother came out and told her to go to the shop and buy 3 bottles of milk. Girl went on the errand and carefully planned to get back before 6 p.m. because she heard that was the time when Click Clack came out. When she reached the local shop, the girl discovered that they were out of milk, and she had to go to several shops before she could find 3 bottles of milk to buy. And on her way home, the girl looked at her watch. The time was 5:52 p.m. She looked around and saw parents frantically calling their children indoors and nervously locking their windows and front doors. She started running and almost reached her street when she heard a strange noise. The street was empty. She increased her pace, but the strange noise seemed to follow her. She ran as fast as she could until she finally reached her house. She started pounding on the front door. The girl's mom had fallen asleep when the doors were locked and the curtains were closed. All of a sudden, the pounding stopped. A few minutes later, the mother woke up and went to the front door. When she opened it, she looked down and screamed at the sight. Written in the doorstep in blood were the words, "Mom, why didn't you open the door?" And the girl was never seen again.
That's my terror tale for tonight, kiddies. Wasn't it just a scream? Did you know that train conductors make great thieves? That's because they're good at covering their tracks. Well, that's all the time we have for tonight. join me over on Instagram at Mr. Cemetery for more spooky fun. And then you can find out how to get your free copy of my haunted coloring book. Until next time, kiddos, remember to stay creepy.